The war veterans, who held a meeting today with their patron President Robert Mugabe, the city sports center in Harare, also urged the president to ensure that they are given at least 20% of the land seized from white commercial farmers. In his response, President Mugabe appeared to be giving the war veterans the right to grab more white-owned commercial farms. While Mr. Mugabe used a conciliatory tone when he addressed the war veterans, he also encouraged them to be disciplined and warned that there will be serious consequences for those that attack the party leadership.
After the war, you must have the same discipline. Don't ever do that because you have a position. I never do that. Karandine, my chief, even when I go to my own chief person, but do not allow him be around.
Different thematic committees that presented reports at the meeting complained that they are being neglected, adding that they have not yet enjoyed the fruits of independence. One such speaker was war veteran Munyaradzi Machacha, who spoke on the party ideology, warning that the young generation should know that the war vets are the roots of the party. The war vets, who spoke to Studio 7 after the meeting, said they feel humbled after holding the meeting with Mr. Mugabe.
Today it was a very good day for us because we've met our president, who is the patron of the War Veterans Association.
Christopher Muchangwa, chairperson of the War Veterans Association, said he was happy with the outcome of the meeting.
We had a great meeting with the president. It was a chance where the membership of the war veterans, the delegates, were here, could meet their patron. And it was a frank discussion and done in a comradely way. You know, people were candid to each other.
The war veterans urged President Mugabe to ensure that they are the bedrock of the party. In his response, the president urged party supporters to unite and avoid factionalism. The war veterans demands for the ruling party to have a political commissar who participated in the liberation struggle of the 1970s appears to be targeted at senior party officials like Xavier Kasukwere, who is the current ZANU-PF political commissar, Professor Jonathan Moyo, and several others believed to be supporting a faction of the party backing First Lady Grace Mugabe to succeed her husband. The faction is known as Generation 40 or G40. The other group, Team Lacoste, is allegedly led by Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, who is being begged for the position by the war veterans. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.